Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we also enjoy taking your questions. So if there's something you'd like to ask us, give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have a couple of quick updates. We really hope that you're going to be joining us for our annual conference this November 10th through the 13th at the Holiday Inn in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. And our conference this year is entitled The Afterlife Explorers and Mediumship Convention. This is going to be such an amazing event, and so many of our certified mediums will be at the conference this year. They're going to be teaching, they will be demonstrating, they'll be sharing their knowledge of unseen worlds and the pathway to non-physical communication. In fact, our guest on the show tonight, Eliza Ray, will be there as well, and we'll be talking to her about that in just a moment. But whether you've suffered the loss of a loved one, or if some of you just, you know, maybe you just want to have a connection with spirit through one of our certified mediums, or if you have some undeveloped ability, and you'd like to hone your own skills at that, you're going to love this conference. So don't miss out on this one. It's coming up in just a few more weeks. Go to our website. We've got plenty of information up there with all of the details about who's attending and what the schedule is going to be. We also hope that you'll join us for our annual Holidays Past event on Saturday, December the 10th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, with our very own certified mediums, Joseph Scheel and Janet Nohavik. So if you'd like to attend, you can register for that as well, up on our website. And our Holidays Past raffle will be held on Friday, December 23rd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle, we have Catherine Nadal, Heidi Jaffe, Tracy Lee Nash, Renata Santarelli, and Lee Ashley. So for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Of course, if you've been with us before, you know this is Mediums and Messages, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines, actually, in just a few minutes. But let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids, and she is the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and her other book is called Last Wishes. And we are just thrilled to have her back on the show with us tonight. Hi, Eliza. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great to have you back with us. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the upcoming conference in Fort Myers. I know you're going to be there, right? You'll be one of the mediums there.
I am. I can't wait. I lived in Florida 23 years, and I haven't been back.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know how long. So I'm looking forward to the sun and is looking forward to meeting some new friends. And I can't wait to meet all the people that come. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about what you're going to be doing? You're going to be presenting at the conference. Tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Okay. I will be helping out with some of the dinner / group gathering readings. I think that is one of the nights. And then I'm also offering private readings here and there. Not a whole lot of them, but a few here and there because I'll be busy. And then the thing that I'll be, the two topics that I'll be speaking about are related to the Intuitive Tools for Kids, but I'm going to include that, but mainly children and spirit. So children that are here on the earth, how they connect with spirit, as well as children that have passed and how we connect with them and how they connect with us. So that's one of the topics. The other topic I'll be speaking of, which will be the last thing on Sunday, is journaling, the benefits of journaling, how you journal when you're dealing with grief, and how you journal if you want to connect with someone that you love that has passed. And then I'll be opening it up for Q&A for any other questions that people haven't had the answers to for the end of the whole weekend.
Yeah, that sounds fabulous. That's awesome. And, you know, so many people have lost children, and I don't know about you. I think that's probably one of the most difficult losses anyone can experience, you know. So so people are really going to enjoy this. This is really going to be a fabulous conference. I will not be attending this conference this year, but I've been to many of the others, and I've presented at many of the others, and they're just really fabulous events, you know. And especially if any of our listeners tonight, if you guys are developing yourself, you really don't want to miss this one, because we've got some fabulous teachers among all of our mediums as well. So be sure to check that out. And Eliza, I know that you really enjoy working with children. I know that your books are kind of geared for children. I'm just curious about something. Do you find that intuitive children tend to have intuitive parents? Like, does that kind of come through sometimes?
You know, I think sometimes they report that they were intuitive when they were younger. But I'm finding the past 2 to 5 years that people are being more open and comfortable with saying, yeah, I'm intuitive. Yeah, I've had dreams. Yes, I have feelings. And they're giving more emphasis to it. So they're allowing their children to feel comfortable with it, too, which I've seen this huge opening the past 2 or 3 years compared to 50, 40 years ago when I was a little girl. So it's wonderful. It's a wonderful change.
Yeah,
so
I wanted
that's
to ask
what I'm
you
seeing.
That. Because I know that there's very often there's that thread of psychic ability in families, you know, like a genetic factor, you know. And I know that this is true in my own family. And I know some of our other mediums have expressed the same thing. They either have psychic kids or, you know, they have psychic grandparents or sometimes one of the parents. So it's just kind of fascinating to me to see that thread and how it links through families, you know. And I'm sure, working with kids, you're going to probably see that. So, yeah, that's very, very cool.
I do.
All righty. So we're going to take a very short break.
Okay, great.
All right, we're going to take a break because we've got to go to commercial break. But when we come back, we'll speak more with Eliza Ray, and we're also going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. We are at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. So I think we're going to go to our phone lines. Eliza, are you ready to take a few calls?
Absolutely.
All righty, so let's get to our callers. So we do try to get to as many calls as we can. We just want you guys to know, because we know a lot of you are holding whenever you know we're on the show doing Mediums and Messages. If we do take your call on the air, please tell us if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit. We'd just like to get your first name. Or, of course, if you have a question for us, we're happy to always take your questions. So let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have a question for us, Linda, or would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would like a connection.
A connection. All right. I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda. Well, just want you to know I lived in Florida 23 years, and I understand you're from Florida, so that's wonderful.
Yep, I am.
Good. I'll be down there soon in about a couple weeks doing a convention. All right, so the connection, the first thing, I'm seeing two people, actually, that are around you. There's a female that died before her time, and then I see a male. Did you have a spouse that passed?
No.
Okay, did you have a grandfather or a grandmother? But I see two people. One is, like I said, is a male and then a female. So the female, she passed before her time. And then someone is showing me someone in a red hat. I don't know what that is. That mean anything to you? So I don't know if they wear a red hat for work or something. Okay. But I'm seeing it could be for somebody coming for the future caller. So sometimes that happens. All right. And then, but I do feel like there's someone that there's very, someone that's older that passed that, loved you very much. So, and I think it's I'm feeling like there's, first of all, a female and then a male. Are there two people you want to connect with, or is just one in specific? Because the female's coming in a little stronger.
Okay, I'll take the female.
Okay. Okay. And did she pass? Did she pass before her? Before she was, like, super old or not?
No, she died in her 70s.
Okay, so she wasn't. All right, so this may have been a mother figure, but I do feel like there's someone else standing outside of her, too. All right, and is this a mother figure?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can get what mom is wanting to connect with. First of all, she's just feeling, she can feel how you're feeling inside. I'm seeing the grief inside, but then she's showing me gratitude. And then she's also showing me this gentleman that is still here. Do you have another family member, like a son or someone or her husband or someone? But she's showing me someone that's grieving, a male in the family. And she's saying that that he will be feeling fine soon, and maybe there's concerns about him. So he's dealing with it in his own time, she says. Okay. Do you have a question for your mom dealing with?
Is she with my aunts?
With your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And did you say there were two? Did I see her with a mother figure, and then I see her with someone else? I don't know why they're all dressed to the nines. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I mean by dressed to the nines? Like they're all dressed up to go out. So.
Oh, no.
And very nice
very
outfits.
Cast.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm seeing her
cast.
Some people dressed to the nines as if they were in their 20s. So they're showing me a very lovely time in their life, okay? All right.
Hey, good.
So they're happy. They're all together. Now, this male that has passed, he's actually wanting to come through, but there's some reservation there, so I'm not quite sure who that is.
Well, my father wasn't a talkative man, so maybe that's why.
Okay. Okay, because I do feel like there's a man that's there, but he's very reserved. So, okay, wonderful. All right, but he's not like hanging out with them. Your mom is hanging out with more of the women. Like she's chatting a lot. There's a lot of talking going on. So, okay.
Like her.
Yeah, a lot of talking. And this is a random question. Do you know anyone from Michigan?
No.
In the family? Okay, because Michigan comes in as something, they're telling me something about Michigan with you. So maybe you're going to meet somebody from Michigan or there's a significant something with Michigan coming up for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So keep that in mind. So they hear you, they hear your concerns, and they just want you to know that they're all together, but there is a lot of chatting. I don't know if you ever hear it, you know, when you're dreaming of them or something, but I'm hearing them. They're happy, and then they're dressed real pretty. So
that's good.
All right, Linda, we'll leave it there with you. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All righty. Okay.
Okay, you too, Linda. Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to go to our next caller. I think our lines are pretty well lit up. I think we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, this is Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
Thanks for calling in.
Hi, how are you both?
We are
pretty
doing
good.
Very
how
well.
Are you?
We're doing
good.
Well. Would you like a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would. Yes, I really would.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this is Eliza, Glenda. Nice to hear your voice, and thank you for calling in.
Yours as well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. This is interesting, what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like there's someone that, I don't know if they had a, like, they didn't want to go when they passed, okay? And you knew that. And it's a female, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you know how the reason they didn't want to go is because there was a very strong connection with you guys. And it's, she's saying you guys, so there must be more than one person. Did she have a lingering illness of some kind or something that she kept, like, fighting it? Because I just feel like there's a part of her that's just saying, I didn't want to go. But she's happy now, okay? Okay.
Okay, that's good. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of happiness. But she, this is so funny, I heard her say, she walks around your house. Do you ever hear, like, steps or anything or feel like there's someone behind you?
All the time, and I can hear her.
Oh, my gosh. She said she walks around your house, and it's more like towards, like, she's showing me, like, an 11 o'clock p.m. time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because that's when I sleep.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so it's her. She sends her love. Okay, I think you know that, but she sends her love. And that's important that you feel that and know that. Now, is there an issue with her car? she's really sweet, a sweet personality, but she's showing me some unfinished business here, so.
Okay.
I don't know if she stopped driving or someone, or you're getting a car, but she's mentioning a car, so.
Okay, right. Good. I need a new one. Okay.
Okay. All right. But new car. All right. And do you have a gentleman that's around you? Not in spirit, but in, do you live with someone, a male? Because
if you don't,
she's shown me, okay, she's shown me a male energy in the house, too. So, okay.
Okay.
And she said that everything's fine. And all she keeps saying is everything's fine. So have you connected with her before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I'm feeling that very strongly. Okay, and so she loves the fact that you do that, okay? It makes her feel good, okay? And she says she knows it makes you feel good, too. And I understand that, trust
does.
Me. I've had a lot
it
of
does.
People in my life past, and I wish I could pick up the phone and talk to them every day, right?
Yeah, and then some.
Yes, I totally understand. Do you have something of hers that's cloth? She's showing me a cloth item. Okay.
I have a couple of things. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so she's aware of that you have that and you treasure those things. It's like you're holding it to your heart.
Do you know what she's showing you? Could you kind of describe it so I know which one it is? Or?
There's a couple things. The first was this kind of, I don't know if it's like a hanky or if it's a blanket or something, but it's lighter material, and then I'm seeing pink on it. So I don't know what that is. Could be a tablecloth or a blanket or a sheet or something like that. And then the next thing she showed me, maybe because she knows, maybe she's picking up that what I like. I love cashmere. So she showed me this beautiful sweater. But there's these cloth items, okay, that she wants to treasure. And she puts a treasure and pass on, okay?
Okay, great.
Hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Are you getting a new family member in your family? Treasure and pass on.
Well, we're kind of hoping, but it's not actually me, but I'm a little
past. No, like a grandchild or something.
Okay, they're working on it.
Okay, because she's showing me.
Not while we're speaking, but they're working on it.
Okay, well, she's showing me that she's aware that this will happen, and she's with this child in spirit on the other side, which is very cool. So
that's a good sign. Yeah,
it's the right timing.
That's a good sign. All right, Glenda, I think we're going to have to leave it there with you. Our phones are so lit up. But I hope it helped you a little bit today.
Thanks very much. All right, thank you again for the great work you both do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling in. Bye. Okay, I think we have time for maybe one more call before we go to break again. So let's get our next caller on the line. I think we have Allison calling in. We have another caller from Florida. Is this Allison?
Hi, this is Alice from Florida.
Hi, Allison. How are you? Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have
Thank
a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
And now, do you go by Alice or Allison?
Well, really, my name given to me by my parents is Allah. They're from
okay, because I was hearing a different name,
Allah.
And I was like,
okay.
I'm not hearing Allison, so okay. All right. So, but what did your parents
You're
call
good.
You?
Well, my parents call me Awa. O-O-A.
Okay. They start. Okay. Has one of them passed? Awa.
Parents?
Maybe it's
no,
a grand.
Yeah,
I'm feeling like they're still here. Okay. So then maybe it's like a grandfather that passed, because I feel like there's a grandfather that gave me that information. Okay. All right. And just to give me information, are you right or left-handed? Because that tells me where they're standing.
Right-handed.
Okay, you're right-handed. So this grandfather, oh, my gosh. Do you have a lot of grandparents on the other side? They're kind of, like, lighting
well,
up here.
Yeah, all of them have.
Yeah, I feel like there's two that are coming through on your mom's side, and then there's one very strong one, very, very strong physically, emotionally, mentally, everything on your father's side. So, and so who would you like to connect with? Because they're all kind of standing there like, we're here.
I mean, all of them if we can, but like, well, we can start with mom's side.
Your mother's side of the family, you want to connect with your grandmother? She's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. She did she like to travel? Because she's showing me she's traveling now.
No,
I don't know.
Really
I don't know if that means she's traveling, visiting all these family members, or if she's just she shook her head no, or if she's just traveling like to various places that she hasn't seen before. So I want to believe we can do that when we pass over. So so she's showing me some traveling. Does South America do anything for you? I don't know why I'm hearing that around her. So,
South America,
okay.
No, not really.
Okay,
maybe,
well, maybe she
no.
traveled there. Maybe she's traveling there. All right. But she said she's doing some traveling now. All right. So whatever that means. All right. Let's see what else grandmother has to say. Yeah. She, now she's showing me, like, sweat on her brow. So she must have been a hard worker when she was here, and she's now, like, enjoying the peacefulness is what she's saying. And she's showing me beautiful flowers, a big thing of, big yard of flowers. So, okay? All right.
Yeah, she loves flowers. Definitely a hard worker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, she's in a good place right now. The grandfather, he's still working. He's not traveling with her as much, but he's still working. So is he kind of a working, like, I got to work. I'm working on this, I'm working on that. But he's enjoying working, so the grandfather's working. All right, he's showing me money, so he must be doing something to help you with some income or bringing in more money. So, yes,
I hope so. I definitely need some, so I hope Grandpa's helping me with that. That'd be a great thing.
Okay, well, I'm seeing that. And do you have a son, or do you have a male in your family that's kind of like a son or a nephew? Because he's showing me some income with this person, too.
No.
Okay, well, there's a male in the family that's maybe a younger brother, but there's a younger male in the family that's going to be bringing in some more income, too. So, okay? So maybe it'll just hit you eventually when you think get off the phone. Okay. And do you have a specific question regarding your grandfather and your father's side?
I mean, they're together, right? They're happy?
Your grandfather on your... Yeah, your grandmother, she's more quiet for some reason on your father's side. Your grandfather is just very strong, and he's showing me the pillar of strength. He said you have that strength inside of you. It's just a matter of... knowing where you come from. Whoa, that came in really strong. So, all right.
That's from my father's side?
Yes. So knowing where you come from. Oh. So he's trying to give you that self-confidence, that strength, you know, and knowing where you come from. And it's not that you're not strong, but he's trying to give you more. Does that resonate with
you? And how? Yeah, definitely. Is Grandma saying anything from that side?
I don't know if she's like, she's not shy, but she's kind of standing behind him. She's very sweet face, very pretty face. She said she's at peace.
She mad? She's the most recent. She died most recently out of.
Okay, and that's why she's probably more quiet. Yeah, but she's the only thing I heard was she said I'm at peace, and it was very quiet, very kind of like hard to hear, but I'm at peace, which is lovely. So just know that. Okay, has it been more than 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she's getting better at communicating with you. Everyone sends their love, and they keep showing me this male in your family. So I don't know why, but maybe you'll figure it out who this young male is, a nephew, a cousin, or someone.
Are they trying to tell me I'm going to have a son or something? Cause
I don't know. They're just talking about a young male. Yeah, a young male coming in or in the family. So we're going to take that for what it is and let you be happy with that. So are you trying to have a baby?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's why they mentioned that. That's very cool. So just be hopeful.
That could be your first heads up. First heads up from the spirit world that a son might be coming in. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, Ella, thank you so much for calling into the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. You ladies are great. I'll try again.
Okay.
Okay, Ella.
Whenever the next time.
Take care.
Thank you. That really helped me. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, we've got about a minute before we go to break. I just wanted to mention something, though, because I'm sure you've seen this also. You know that, do you ever notice that with a lot of people that when someone close to us dies, which is, yeah, I mean, oftentimes that's a major life-changing event, you know, in the blink of an eye, you know, our lives change. But because of that, we'll notice that our awareness of the afterlife has, like, immediately heightened. You know, and people all of a sudden, they never really paid attention before, but now all of a sudden they're noticing, you know, just kind of sensing their loved ones around, or they might hear them or something. You've experienced this, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've had everyone in my family pass, and even this evening, I heard, my father's been gone nearly 40 years, and I heard his voice, and I heard Elizabeth, because that's my full name, and I was like, okay, and I looked at the dog, like, the dog couldn't say Elizabeth, you know. So, they still connect, and I actually thought it out. But I think a lot of people either seek it out or they block it because it's too painful. So it's either or, you know.
Yeah, well, I think early on, if there's a lot of grief there, you know, they might block it. But, you know, I mean, just for our listeners that are tuned into the show tonight, you know, when you lose someone that you love very, very much, all of a sudden, don't be surprised, you know, if you're starting to get a little bit of that input and you're feeling like they are still around you or you're hearing a little bit of something or, you know, and just it could come in very subtle, you know, but just kind of pay attention to that. All righty, we're going to take another very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Eliza's website. You'll find her at elizarey.com, ElizaRey.com. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Eliza Ray. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores, these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Expedia, The Gap, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show tonight. Eliza Ray is on the show with us, and we've got time for a couple of more phone calls. So we're going to go right back to our phone lines. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Kathy. This is Eliza. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in Arizona, and it's just the sun's just starting to set. It's beautiful. So it's probably dark there in PA. So
it is.
The first thing that I'm picking up on is there my feeling like there's a younger person that passed. Are you identifying with this person that had passed, like a male?
A younger male, no.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Standing out there, standing in the wings. So, most, like I said, sometimes I have it as a number of people call in, and there's someone that really wants to get through. So, and this came
right.
Initially, too. So, okay. All right. Let's see who else is standing around you in spirit. Oh, there's someone behind you giving a warm hug. So someone had a heart connection with you. And that could be like a very good friend or a boyfriend, loved one, like a husband or somebody like that. But I feel like there's someone that really loved you very, very much and is just holding you very, very tightly. So it's a heart-to-heart connection. Are you relating to who
okay.
this is? Connection.
Yes.
Okay. And, oh, there's just so much love there. And it's still there. So do you feel a disconnect or do you feel the connection?
Oh, I always feel the connection.
Okay, good. And that's the first thing I pick up on. Wow. I mean, were you guys like soulmates or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like there's this, like, no matter what,
yes.
this person is saying,
yes.
I will never leave you. Okay, I will never leave you. So just know that they will never leave you. All right, or he will never. Is it a man?
Thank you so much. Yes, it was
yes.
my husband.
All right. Okay. Oh, all right. It's very strong. I'm getting chills at my spine. Okay. And did you have an animal that passed sometime around the time or before or something? Because he showed me an animal. Could be a dog.
Yes. I lost my dog a few months after he passed.
Yeah. He showed me that. And he said he's with the dog. So the dog is still there because everyone loves each other. And when there's that much love, you know, they're together. So I know that it was hard for you to lose that, them both. But they're still with you and they send their love and they're always there. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you going to get another dog?
I did. Yeah, I did just about
okay,
a year ago.
Okay, they showed me. Okay, great. They showed me this other animal around you, and they said that, I don't know if this dog was very prideful, the one that passed, or just, you know, like, I don't know, just like, no one can replace me kind of thing. but it's nice to have that companionship, okay? They can see that.
Yes. So. Absolutely.
And Kathy, this is Doreen. While Eliza was talking to you, I kept hearing the name Mike or Michael. Do you have a connection to that name somewhere?
You mean
or
that has
did
crossed?
Your husband have a connection? Was it your husband that had a connection to like a Mike or a Michael? Maybe a friend? Or...
I mean, my brother's name is Michael, but he's still here.
Oh. Okay, no, that's fine if it's somebody here. I'm just feeling like I needed to acknowledge that. When she was connected to him, I felt like it was coming from him, and it was like an acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just be a hello, you know, saying hello okay. to him or just acknowledging him in some way. I just knew the name was connected to you guys somewhere because I heard him say it. So
okay.
he is very strong around you. So I hope that's comforting for you. And the other
Thank
thing I just
so
want
much.
To mention is I'm supposed to tell you to keep talking to him because he does hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Wonderful.
Because I know you talk to
thank
him.
Thank you
He's
so telling much.
You that.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. All righty?
Thank you, ladies. God bless both of you. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless
Thanks.
You, Kathy.
Be well. All righty. Well, let's go to our next caller. I think we have Janie calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Doreen. Hi, Eliza.
Hi. Am I saying this
Hi,
right? Is it Janie?
Janie,
or
yes.
Janie.
Jean.
Okay. Would you like to have a connection, or did you want to ask us
yes.
a question? A connection.
A connection
okay.
would be great. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. It's all yours, Eliza.
Okay, Janie.
Thank you.
Hi. How's your evening been?
Hi, Eliza. How are you? Okay.
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
Nice.
I'm actually
nice
starting
evening.
Your reading while I'm chit-chatting with you, believe it or not. So that's kind of how I warm up to you. So, all right. So you want to connect with more than one person? Feel like there's two hanging out there in the wings.
Oh, great.
And I love that, the way they showed me the wings. So did one of them was a female and had kind of like an angelic personality, and I literally saw some wings, which was very cool.
That could be one of several people. But
very, very sweet. Very sweet, very loving. Would give their right arm for you kind of person, okay? So this person is just letting you know that they're there and they're still to help you, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are a lot of people. So do you want to speak to one person specifically or connect with one person specifically? Because they're kind of coming in as we're talking.
Oh, God, yeah, that's the Irish and the Italians coming in.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm part Irish, too. I get it.
Do you have a younger male?
Male. Yep, male came in. Younger male. Okay.
I know you were saying it early as I was listening, and I was like,
I know. He keeps coming in. He keeps coming in. Let me ask you this.
He's polite.
Did someone wear he's very polite. Did someone wear a uniform? I saw that even before I picked up the phone this evening for the reading, and I don't know if it's your male that's younger with a uniform on, or if he's showing me a uniform that he's just comfortable in a uniform. So, okay, but he's showing me a uniform. Could be another family member.
Military. He wasn't in the military, but my father was Marine.
Oh, maybe that's it. Okay, because I see a man with in the military that's on the other side. Okay.
Okay, that could be my dad. He was a sergeant.
Was
very close. He was very close with him as well.
Yeah, they're kind of hanging out together. Who played cards?
Oh, that would be my father-in-law.
Oh, they're all there. They're all kind of showing me things. I love this. All right. So you have the young male, then you have your father, and then your father-in-law who's showing me cards. It's not like he's a gambler. It's just kind of like a fun thing, okay?
He didn't gamble. He played. He could do card tricks and all kinds of things. He was amazing.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So this is your husband's father or your husband's father, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So he was kind of a trickster, is what you're trying to say. All right. But in a cute
way.
That's
very
that's
much
why
so.
He snuck in there. He just snuck in there. I love that. All right. Okay. Okay. So I'm getting all kinds of messages from lots of people. Who's the one that made cake, the female? She's stirring, I don't know if it's vanilla cake or maybe she's telling me there's a birthday soon or there's something. But I see someone's making a cake. And it's vanilla. I can even smell it and taste it. So, okay.
My grandma. When you said the
I
email,
very well
was
could
male.
Be.
I'm sorry.
One of them. But someone. There's a lot of them around you. So, did you want to connect with the young male that passed? Yes, ma'am.
She would be around my age. If it's like to my side, that could be my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. She didn't make cake.
With a cake. Maybe that, you know, when you just said cake, I'm just thinking that the K sound would be her name.
Oh, okay. Now, this is actually, I'm smelling the smell of vanilla cake because I've made it before for my family. So, okay. And then you want to connect with your friend?
And
your grandmother,
He loved vanilla cake, yes. I was just thinking of the smell baking for him for his birthday. It had a very distinct vanilla-y smell.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm tasting it. I'm smelling it. Very strong. So, okay. And then your friend that begins with a K, you said you wanted to connect with her?
Yeah, if her or the younger male is there, that would be great. I mean, I appreciate anybody. I don't want to exclude anyone.
Sure, sure. Was the younger male, like, was it a son or a nephew or someone like that?
My son.
Okay. It was your son? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me he's wrapped up in a blanket. Are you wrapped up in a blanket when you're cheerful, or was he wrapped up in a blanket?
blanket?
I,
it's a white blanket.
I feel like right now.
Okay. Oh. All right. He sends his love and his warmth. So I don't know if you're like closing your eyes and you can feel like his, like warmth around you, and that's him visiting you. Okay. He's he's not in any. He did not have any pain before he left. He wants you to be sure of that. Okay. Right before he left, there was no pain for some reason. He's shy me.
Oh wow! Right? Thank you.
And then maybe that was something you thought about. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Alrighty.
Definitely.
I guess we're going to leave it there with you, Janie. These are very short little mini readings. I wish we could do longer, but we can't because we have all these people on the phone that call in.
No, that's it's wonderful.
Thank you.
I had
so
a question
much.
For him,
thank
but I'm
you for calling
me
into
the dream
show
and give me the answer to it. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Oh,
be
you're
well.
Welcome, Janie. God bless.
Well, we've got
God
about
bless.
Three
thank
more
you.
Minutes, maybe for another caller. So we got to make this one kind of shorter. But I think we have Cheryl calling in from West Virginia. Are you with us?
Yes. Hello. How
Hi,
are you?
Cheryl. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Would you like a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, Eliza. What do you got?
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh.
How's West Virginia this evening? Is it good?
It's nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Nice, pretty
okay,
cloudy.
That's wonderful.
Blowing.
Okay, I'm seeing one very strong male around you. Did your father pass recently or within the past couple of years? Or a grandfather on your father's side? Because it's coming in as a father-type paternal relationship.
Oh, that's fun.
And then they're showing me a friend. Did you want to connect with, did you say?
No, my son.
Oh, your son. Okay. But I do see a paternal relationship. So there's a male that's coming in first, okay? And so maybe your son is with this male on the other side. Could it have been a grandfather? Because he's showing me the grandfather.
No, it was probably his father.
Okay. His father. Okay, because he showed me he's with, there's with a, he came in first, and then your son. I just saw a hummingbird in my yard, so that tells me something beautiful. But just tells me that it's still light out here in Arizona, that there's likeness. There's, like, I don't know if he passed in a dark place or something, but now he's in lightness. Does that make any sense to you? Dark to light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, and as soon as he came, his soul was removed from his physical body. He saw this the light that everyone talks about. But he also had the father image come to him and hold him. Okay. Why is he showing me a wallet? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I have his wallet. I have it exactly the way he left it. And I've just...
Okay, so he sees you with that, and he's aware that you're holding that dear, and you just keep it and hold it and think of him. But he's with you, and he feels your pain, and he wants you to know that you're... You are loved, despite the fact that you weren't quite sure about his sudden. Was it sudden?
Yeah, it was an accident. Yeah, it was an error, medication error.
Oh, okay, all right. So he's in a very beautiful place right now. Just know that, and just be hopeful that. He's with the people he needs to be on the other side. He's okay?
Alrighty. Well, we are just about out of time. I'm going to ask you something, though, Cheryl. Do you have a gathering coming up with your family shortly? Are you, like, getting together maybe for the holidays or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because as Eliza was connecting with your son, I also heard him say, I'll be there with you guys in spirit, because he's showing me the gathering together of the family. And so just be sure when you guys get together, you're sharing some wonderful stories about him. Just keep his memory alive because they love that. They love that. Okay. And thank you so much for calling into the show. I wish we could stay on longer, but we're just about out of time. Okay.
You
be well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, Cheryl.
Well, I can't believe how quickly the hour goes. We are just about out of time. I would like to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us this evening. And is the best way to contact you through your website? if anyone would like a reading or, okay.
You guys. Prefer email. Yeah, that's the best
prefer
way.
Prefer email? Okay, you want to say your email address?
Yes, it's elizaray.com, ElizaRey.com.
Okay, very good. And we would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that you guys will go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please remember to check out this wonderful event. Eliza's going to be there, our annual event in Fort Myers, Florida, this November. It's really just a couple of weeks out, but you can sign up and there's still room to register for this. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.